Harper Audio presents Trouble and Triumph, a novel of power and beauty by Tip T.I. Harris with David Ritz. Performed by Prentice Oniyemi. The setup. The Ritz Hotel, Paris, France. Kato Yamamoto looked out the window of his suite at the Place Vendôme into a misty, moonless night. The Ritz was his favorite hotel, and Paris his favorite city. He wished he had taken his girlfriend Beauty with him, but she was too busy. As the creator of a new boutique and extensive line of clothing within the empire of Fine Bloom stores, the retail chain Kato ran, Beauty's responsibilities had kept her in New York. Kato also knew she was worried about Power, the man she called her brother. But Power wasn't Beauty's blood brother. He and Beauty had merely been raised together, and Kato had concerns about that relationship. Beneath Beauty's sisterly concerns for Power, Kato detected something that felt like passion. When it came to Beauty, it was hard for Kato not to be jealous and possessive. He was obsessed with this woman and had every intention of marrying her. It would happen. Soon he would bring her to Paris and marry her. Now wasn't the time to press his case. So far, he had done everything right. He had not rushed her. He had cultivated this relationship with a cool mixture of patience and perseverance. Beauty was not only working for him, but living with him. It was inevitable that they would marry. Kato had it all under control. He ordered room service and dined in his suite. With a critical meeting with a French financier set for 8 a.m., he was eager to get to bed. At 2 a.m., he was sleeping soundly when the ringing phone next to his bed startled him. It was Beauty. "What's wrong?" he asked.
"Call your people in Tokyo."
She wasn't asking. She was telling. She was giving him an order.
"What people?"
Kato asked. He especially wanted to know how much she knew.
"The people who helped you buy Blooms. The people they talked about in the newspaper. Call them right now."
Kato understood that Beauty was talking about the Yakuza, the Japanese mob whose money had made the purchase possible.
"And say what?"
he asked.
"Have them find Power. They have to find Power. They can. They can find anybody anywhere. Or if they can't, they have connections with people here who can. I know that. You know that. Make it happen."
"Beauty, I know you're desperate to help him, but I'm afraid. Do you want to marry me?"
"What?"
Kato couldn't believe his ears.
"I said, do you want to marry me?"
"Of course. You know I do."
"Then do this, and I'll marry you."
"Beauty, it's the middle of the night here in Paris, and I feel like I'm still in the middle of a dream."
"This is no dream, Kato.
I've never been more serious in my life. I will be your wife. I will agree to whatever kind of wedding you want. In Tokyo, in New York, in Paris, whatever, just find Power."
"Couldn't the service find him?" "They did find him, and a minute before I got to him, he was thrown in a car. I saw it happen."
"Beauty," Kato said with alarm,
"they could have gotten you."
"They didn't see me. I don't think they know me. And I don't think they care about me. Power is Slim's boy."
"Then maybe Slim will protect him."
"God damn it, Kato, you don't get it. Slim's men were the ones who got him."
"Then maybe he's no longer alive," said Kato.
"I refuse to believe that. You have to find him. You have to put your people on it now."
"My people?"
"Yes. Stop stalling and start calling. You want to marry me, don't you?"
"Are you serious about this, Beauty?"
"Dead serious."
"This is your only chance. Your Power's only chance. Call me back when you've made contact with Tokyo. Tell me when the wheels are in motion. I need to know everything. Call Tokyo this very minute. It's all up to you. If you want a life with me, you'll do what I'm asking. If not, You'll never see me again.